Once again, I'm Hunter Logan. This is Hunter Logan Unmiked. Today we continue on in 2015. This is episode 11. 2015, we did some traveling for some award shows and some remote broadcasts. Not going to mention all of those. I'll highlight them probably at the end of this podcast. But starting off in October 2015, T. Graham Brown, who we met through Twitter, actually. That's how we first came in contact with him, through Twitter. And we asked if he would call in on the morning show for an interview. And he agreed. Couldn't believe it. I'm a big T. Graham Brown fan. If you're an artist, you've sang some T. Graham Brown songs before when you were performing. More than likely. I know I did. I even recorded one of his songs. Anyway, he was supposed to call in at 8 a.m., but he ended up calling in at 7 a.m., a little bit after 7. Right when I went on the air, he got the time mixed up. But he was so cool about it, and we got along so well talking on the phone, that he went ahead and co-hosted the whole morning show with me on the phone. And we talked about everything, man. We talked about wind chimes. We talked about his faith, because he had that new CD coming out, Forever Yours, which was nominated for a Grammy, by the way. It's a Christian CD. And I remember talking to T. Graham during that interview, and I asked him, "Hey, man, that I want to ask you, being in Nashville like you are, is it hard to be a Christian? I mean, you say your faith is real to you. What about all the folks that, you know, in that circle that aren't that way?" Or something like that. I forget how I proposed the question to him. But his answer was so profound to me. He said, Hunter, I couldn't really tell you. He said, I don't hang around those folks anymore. And that's when I knew that T. Graham really had a relationship with the Lord. And I just want to tell you something. There are a lot of artists in Nashville who have real relationships with Jesus Christ. There are Christians in country music. I know this for a fact. That shocks some of you, I know, but there is. So it was a great time of hosting the show, and we would stay in contact after that. And I remember asking, I can't remember if I did it on the interview or off the air, but you can go listen to the interview. It's on the website. If you go to hleradio.com, click on interviews, the interviews are there. Every interview we've done, you just got to click on it. But I asked him, I said, T, I know you're a busy man, but when I get to Nashville, if you're available, could we have lunch together? I'd love to buy you lunch. And you know what he said? Sure, Hunter. Just give me a holler when you get in town. And I did. And we were able to sit down and have lunch together. One of the highlights. And I didn't know how great that this relationship would be. Because we were up in Nashville one time. Oh, we had went for... Now, this is later on. This is not now, but this is later on. I just want to sidebar with this because it has to do with T. Graham. Later on, we would be in Nashville for the Friends of HLE, the first Friends of HLE. We were actually in Columbia, Tennessee. And we were eating, me and Brian, we're eating at the Cracker Barrel, getting ready to get back on the interstate to head back home. And we got a call from T's wife, Sheila. And she said, hey, T wants to know if y'all would like to be his guest backstage at the Opry tonight. Well, that was a no-brainer. That ain't nothing but getting another hotel room to stay another night. I called my wife. I said, guess what? I'm going backstage in the Opry. First time ever been. I got to meet some great folks, man. I got to meet the sheriff, who's no longer with us. Jimmy Capps. Got to meet Lee Greenwood. Got to meet the Whites. So many folks I got to meet. And this wouldn't be my last time going back there. I didn't know that then. But it was great. So we were T's guests back there at the Opry. It's a phenomenal time, man. Just a phenomenal time. Not only that, he would come later and co-host the morning show with me live. Now, this would be a couple of years later or the following year. It's either 16 or 17. I can't remember. But I'll mention it when we get there. But he came and hosted the morning show with me live in Jennings on the air. A highlight for me in HLE radio. And I had the newspaper here. Had a few friends who were able to come and meet him. They had an event he was doing in Sulphur. And he let us be his special guest for that event. It was wonderful. T. Graham is a godly man, but a good man. He's a good friend. I'm proud to be able to call him a friend. Now December would come, and I wanted to do a Christmas special. Basically, it's the Unplugged, but we're going to do Christmas songs. And my idea was to just have artists come in and take turns singing Christmas songs. Tell the stories. Tell some Christmas stories. Tell some stories that happen at Christmas and sing some Christmas songs. So for this event, I had Mo Howard, because he just happened to be down or passing through. Leo Johnston, of course, Leo was still here. The Arenos came, Butch Tinker, Freddie Pate, and Steve Shirey. And what a great time we had. I mean, everybody just took turns singing and playing. Even yours truly. Now, up to this point, no one really knew I played and sang. They might have heard rumors or seen a picture or so, but no one really knew anything about me, music-wise, or as an artist. And I was fine with that. There's still some folks that don't know, probably. But I'm okay with that. And was okay with it. Still am. I decided to do a couple of Christmas tunes like I would do them, which everybody got a kick out of and laughed. So what I did was what I always done when it came Christmas time. When I was doing Christmas shows, or I'd get booked for a Christmas party, I didn't know the Christmas songs. Like the regular Christmas songs, I didn't. So this particular event, I was booked for a party, Christmas party at Freeport Mac Moran. Really just background music. After they were done eating, they might dance a little bit. It was nothing really big. But I had my sequencer. When I was doing my one-man show, playing guitar along with it. I'm playing some songs, and the only Christmas song I really know is Please Come Home for Christmas. That's the only one I do. And the guy who was actually paying me for the gig came up to me and says, man, you need to do some Christmas songs. I said, I don't know any Christmas songs. And he said, what? He said, well, if you want to get paid, you might want to learn some real quick. Now, how am I going to learn Christmas songs real quick when I don't know them to begin with? So I needed to get paid. This was a big gig. I mean, this was a $500 gig. And for one person, that's a good gig. For 2 hours, $500, you better believe it. And I needed that money. The only thing I could do was make a command decision. Now, on my sequencer, I had an Insonic TS-10, and you could load up 6 songs in the bank. And you'd have 6 songs loaded up, ready to go. So I looked at my next song, and it was Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. And I'm like, Christmas, huh? So I actually did Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to Brown Eyed Girl. You know, Brown Eyed Girl, hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Well, all I did was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. So I just started singing the Christmas words, Christmas carols, to whatever was next on the board. So after that, the next song up was Hotel California. So you guessed it. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. So that's what I did. And I think the next one up was Shake Your Booty by KC and the Sunshine Band. I did Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Santa Claus is coming to town. That's what I had to do. And from that point on, Christmas gigs were those type of songs for me. But none of the folks that were here, none of the artists had ever heard that before. And I was telling the story. So when I kicked it off, everybody was laughing. Everybody was just cutting up. And they were like, man, that is wild. It's a true story, though, because I needed to get paid. And that's how I started doing Christmas carols, because I didn't really know the melodies to them to play them and what words I could remember. Well, I sang those to whatever song was up next. I just made them fit. It's amazing what you can do when you need to. The first annual Christmas special at HLE Radio, which is still the only one we've ever done. We've never done another one. But it was fantastic. Everybody enjoyed it. It was a great time. And it was a great way to close out the year. Now, some other things that happened during 2015. We had five new shows added to our lineup, right? Crossing the Boundaries with Vanessa Feltner. Now, this show, which no longer airs on HLE Radio, but at the time was telling about China and how people couldn't meet in church and had to go underground to meet, and all the things that would happen to Chinese people for trying to have church, like getting taken to the labor camps, 3 generations of your families, beaten half to death. I mean, you just couldn't do it. And now China is the country that listens to us the most. Number three, United States is number one. This quarter, United Emirates, Arab Emirates, and then China. China's been number three for the last 2 quarters. Can you imagine that? Then we had Real Talk with Rick Smith come on. That show is still on HLE Radio. The Shepherd's House with Brother Jimmy Wilson. Great, great man of God. I met him just this year or last year. That sermon is still on every Sunday and replays every Tuesday here on HLE Radio. Great, great teaching, preaching. UFIC, that was another church program that was on. And the Power Source Countdown. Now, those last two aren't with us anymore, but they had came on during this time. So we had had a bunch of shows added to our lineup, which only increased the audience of HLE Radio and broadened our scope. Now, throughout 2015, we won awards. Now, we wouldn't get those awards till 2016, but for 2015, we won Christian Voice, Radio Personality of the Year, ICGMA Station of the Year, Radio Personality of the Year, Agape Fest, Radio Personality of the Year for Agape Fest, Radio Station of the Year for Agape Fest, GME, Radio Personality of the Year, Producer of the Year for GME, ICM, Radio Personality of the Year, Station of the Year for CCM Now, who win Radio Personality of the Year. For the Diamond Awards, we'd win the first ever Diamond Award, Christian Country Award for Broadcaster of the Year. That was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. These were all the awards that we won for 2015. Like I said, we wouldn't get them until 2016, but those were the awards for 2015 that we won. So it was a big year. 2015 was a big, big year for HLE Radio. It was a bust out year, pretty much, I guess you could say. God had showed many lessons. God had done some things for me to help me, sent people in my path to help me. And as you can tell, I'm excited for 2016 now. I'm ready to go. 2016, I am ready to go. So, on our next episode, we'll start with 2016, because that's going to end 2015 for now. Pretty much covers almost everything, I think. last few episodes. I want to thank you again for tuning in. Remember, check out HLERadio.com. We also have a store on there where you can go get some HLE radio gear. Check out SettleUpRadio.com. We have free apps for all our stations. I'm still doing the morning show on HLE Radio, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday. Hey, till next time, be blessed. Remember, Duke 28-2.